Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, we taught that witnessing the gospel is not about our method, it's about the gospel. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Witnessing the gospel is not about our method. It's about the gospel. Christ died for their sins. He was buried and he rose from the dead. That was the work he did. Ours is not a work. We simply, through repentance and faith, receive Christ as our Savior. Okay? And that's between us and God. It's not the method that gets a person saved. It's the Holy Spirit through the gospel that saves. Salvation, we are told in the book of Jonah, is of the Lord. And never, never, never forget that. Salvation is of the Lord. Well, we found that some of the seed fell on the rock. And it seems they did receive it. But the sun comes up and it wilts. You might say, man, they got saved. I talked to them. They come to church. And they've been at church several Sundays. They might have even got baptized. But then you begin to teach the word. And you give the standards of separation from the world. And they begin to wither under the pressure. Well, they had no real root in Christ Jesus. Their root was only in religion. Then we saw that some fell on the thorny ground. And this is a Christian who is occupied with riches and the cares of this world. It might be sports or it might be the desires for things. And they get into that and it chokes service. Their heart is giving their best in these other areas, whereas when it comes to the service of the Lord, they only go through the motions. That's why your church has had revival meetings. You thought, man, this was great. You should have seen all the decisions. Man, it was great. Within a month or two after the meetings are over, it seems like it's back to same old, same old. And we say, I wonder if something's wrong with the pastor. Because, boy, things went away so quickly. Well, what happens? You've been going to church every night through the revival meeting. Instead of sitting home watching television, instead of out doing something else, you've even, as you've gone through the day, prayed for the meeting. You're interested in trying to get someone to come. And then, when the meeting's over, you're not praying through the day for anything. And you're not trying to get someone in your house, in God's house. And you're not reading the Word. You're not getting up. And to spend that time in God's Word and in prayer before you leave to work. So you don't pray. You don't read the Word of God. And you find that work, family, pleasures, riches, cares, they all increase. Now, let me just say this as a friend. Please, if you're saved, set your clock to get up 30 minutes earlier each day to spend time in God's Word. Now, 30 minutes is not even one-tenth of a day, so you're not even given a tenth of your time. But spend at least 30 minutes in God's Word and prayer. You see, it's not the church. It's not the pastor. It's not your mate. It's not your children. It's not your parents. It's your heart. Your heart is the reason for coldness. Now, if you're in a church that doesn't preach the Word, you're in a church that has compromised the Word of God, then, of course, you need to get out and get where the Word of God is preached. You see, my friend, Your heart is the reason. You start getting critical of church, of its people. Your word has lost its dependability with God. You've gone back on that word. You went forward and you, at an altar, you said, yeah, I'm going to start reading my Bible daily. I'm going to start praying daily. I'm going to start witnessing. I'm going to start handing out tracts. I'm going to be faithful to all the services. I'm going to get things right with my person that I've wronged, and on down the line. And you've gone back to where you were. And you know what? When you fail, you start getting a critical spirit. Because your word is not dependable to God. And the reason your word's not dependable to God is you just don't love Him as you ought to love Him. Now, the answer to that is not just to sit around in self-pity or shame. The answer is to get right with God. Do what you're supposed to do. I've had people come in to talk to me about problems. And we'll sit down and talk to them and we'll say, well, don't you know you're supposed to do this? Oh, yeah. And do you know that you're supposed to do that? Well, yeah. And I says, you know, it's not rocket science. Do it. If you got to set yourself a schedule, set yourself a schedule and do it. You may not have a schedule in which you eat, but you always find a time to eat. Well, find a time to do it each and every day. We saw the seed that fell in the good ground. It dies to self. You see, when we believe strongly enough in the second coming of Christ and in eternity, you'll live your life accordingly, laying up treasure where moth or rust doth not corrupt. And you do that by sowing the word, first in your own heart and then toward others. Now, my friend, if you won't do that, then, yes, you're going to fall flat on your face. Now, not only do we see praying in thankfulness and joy, secondly, we say praying tenaciously. And that's found in verse 10 here of 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. It says, night and day, praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. Now, they are told how they are praying and for what. Now, understand, this isn't just the Apostle Paul. And what the Apostle's writing is under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It's actually the Holy Spirit's words. But when he says, we might see your face and perfect that which... He's talking about the mission team that went into Thessalonica. Paul and the rest of the people that were with him. This is a prayer without ceasing. The word exceedingly is very emphatic in the Greek here in verse 10 of 1 Thessalonians 3. It means exceedingly above or superabundance, over and above abundance. The team prayed together this way for the church at Thessalonica. And what a pattern that is for the Christian. This is how you and I ought to be praying for an individual whom we're trying to lead to the Lord Jesus Christ, or a backslidden Christian that we're trying to bring back, or those who are trying to live for the Lord to encourage them to continue in dedicated Christian living. And we not only need to pray that way, but to pray together with brethren. These are the things that are important. Now, in short, the example is in thanks for their continued walk. The praying is night and day. That is, it's always on their mind before God. And their example shows it is always fervent. And it is intercessory. Now, they were only in Thessalonica 4 weeks. We need to pray as much and more after we have revival meetings than just before or during the revival meetings. We often let the prayer die as soon as the meetings are over. We leapt up in prayer, and as a result, we are soon back in the carnality of daily life. Now, my friend, the work of prayer is never over in this life. Just getting someone down the aisle is not the goal. Because emotions may do that alone. The goal must be the continual growth in Christ. Getting them down the aisle is only the beginning, my friend. It's not the end. Now, notice the content of the praying. It speaks of love. When the prayer says, "We might see your face." And it speaks of care when it is mentioned, "might perfect that which is lacking in your faith." That speaks of the knowledge of the Bible doctrine and living according to that doctrine. In other words, because they lacked knowledge of Bible doctrine, there were some things they weren't doing in their day-to-day Christian life. And so they were teaching the Word that they might have knowledge and live according to that Word. He says that we might perfect. The word perfect signifies fully equipped or furnished or fitted. In Ephesians 4:11-12, it says, "And he gave some apostles and some prophets, and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." Now, that word perfecting that I just read in verse 12 here of Ephesians 4 is the same word that we just read, perfect, in verse 10 here of our text in 1 Thessalonians 3. We should pray for God to help us share the gospel, my friend, to the lost souls that they might be receptive. But we need, just like it was with this first missionary team, we need earnest prayer in edifying the fellow believers. So be tenacious until you see these prayers answered. And as you see those prayers answered, be full of joy and thanks. Now notice, he's praying not here for their physical health or their financial prosperity. The mission team is praying the church will be full grown on the inner man. Now, this is not only telling us we need to pray together, we need to be praying harder for people who aren't coming like they used to come to church. They're not serving like they used to serve the Lord. They have fallen into sin. And so we need to pray that they might repent, as well as to pray for power. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.